KX93.5 loves highlighting our local community, and there's a local organization that we've talked to many times now, My Hero Project, who we're big fans of, and their 20th anniversary celebration is coming up. 20 years.
20 years.
Wendy Millett in studio to tell us all about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Tyler.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. It's nice to see you. We've been involved in many things together.
Yes.
And 20 years doing this.
20 years with My Hero.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Inspiring people with heroes.
That's crazy. So how are you celebrating that, first of all?
Okay, well, we have a big celebration coming up in Santa Monica on Saturday, November 21st. And we'll be bringing all of the highlights of the top winning films from the My Hero Film Festival and special heroes and special acknowledgments. We have like music awards and story awards and art awards, all to celebrate heroes doing great work.
Right. And the film festivals, obviously, is what I know your work best for. I mean, you do a couple of them throughout the year now.
Right. Yeah. We have a local Hero Fest here in Laguna,
right.
The Laguna Hero Fest. And our date for that this year is going to be April 21st. So
okay.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Celebrate some environmental type heroes right around Earth Day.
Right.
And then each year we have an international film festival that takes place usually in L.A. And this year it's sort of combined with our 20th anniversary. So it's the 11th annual film festival and the 20 years of My Hero.
And that's
online.
People from all over the world
over
sending
the world.
You submissions.
Yeah. We have 197 countries who can participate with our program. And it's a really far reach with teachers and students and activists and artists all find different ways of using media and technology to talk
right.
about heroes.
Well, and what I like about yours is that, you know, it doesn't have to require a big budget or an air of professionalism that you might find in Hollywood. You can be in Africa and send you guys a film that was recorded, whatever, in a classroom.
Right.
And it still is something that's important for us to watch here.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of one of the beautiful things is the range of work that we have. We do have a lot of professional work.
Sure.
And honestly, the quality of the films has improved every year, even with the people, the layperson on the street with an iPhone.
Yeah.
Well, the phones are...
They're getting better.
The quality's getting better, and it's looking good as long as you have a good mic. But you're right. We have professional categories where trailers and excerpts from, you know, big budget films are part of our festival because they're all under 10 minutes. So that's
right.
a way to celebrate bigger work. And then you do. We have the people in Africa and in India and South America with their lower budgets, but good heroes. And it's
sure.
about the stories. It's about the heroism and the humanitarians and the environmentalists. And
right.
Yeah.
So how exactly is it going to go down on November 21st?
November 21st. So around 4 o'clock, we'll be doing a reel of telling our story. So we've got, you know, clips and movies that kind of highlight work that we've been doing over the last 20 years. And so that'll be, you know, about a half hour. And then at 4:30, there'll be a panel of the My Hero team to kind of get a little acquainted with what My Hero is about and be able to do Q&A with us. And we've got people coming from out of town who are some of the founders and early beginning of My Hero. And then there'll be a VIP reception because we're asking people to donate and we'll feed those who donate.
Obviously.
And then 7 o'clock is the program. And at the program, we'll be having all of the top awards, as I said before, that are actually the winners of the film festival. For instance, we have the Ron Kovic Peace Prize. And this year, it's going to a man who he has been working for the UN and helping. Ken Payumo is his name. And there was a film made about him by Francis Mead called Defying Death in the Sudan. And this guy was like an unarmed UN worker helping protect refugees in South Sudan. And he stood up against militia who wanted to go in and cause some harm.
Wow.
And he closed the gate, you know, and he tells his story very passionately. We'll be showing that film.
Amazing.
And, yeah, amazing story. You know, just someone with that kind of courage, you know, and commitment to peace and the humanitarian values to be able to put yourself on the line to protect innocent people who had nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
So that's a great story. We also will be celebrating Marilyn Baptista, who's a Canadian indigenous woman who stood up against huge environmental destruction, where they were trying to destroy the river up there. And there was a film made by the Mill Valley Film Group and Will Parnello called One Woman Roadblock, about this woman. And that's it. I mean, she stands up against these guys in the trucks and just says, no, they're not coming. And they won, and they protected this river. So, you know, people who, you know, there's individuals who are just remarkable heroes who will be celebrating. And the films are really moving and touching. So, you know, you come to one of these shows and you walk away feeling inspired and often, you know, gosh, what can I do? You know, that's sort of the point.
No, it's a great example of how media and entertainment, quote unquote, can kind of exemplify everyday people that we wouldn't know are doing such spectacular things.
Exactly.
I, for one, am excited for you guys. 20th anniversary of a local organization, My Hero Project, that again in April highlights a lot of our local heroes, but this is a more of an international thing on the 21st of November. Tickets and all of that, where do we go?
Well, you go to myhero.com/20th.
Okay.
And that'll give you everything you need to know about reserving a seat and coming and joining us for this great celebration.
Excellent. And then if people, for whatever reason, can't go to LA that day and they're local listening, is there another way you'd like them to support?
Well, you know, you can go to myhero.com/donate, and that really helps support all the programs that we do, and we sure appreciate it because, you know, technology is expensive, and that's sort of our means of communication with folks. Also, myhero.com/winners is the website where you can actually come and see the winners of the 2015 festival. We'll be launching the winners page on the 20th. So,
right before the
20th anniversary.
Okay, excellent. Wendy Millett, thank you very much. And we're very excited for My Hero Project and myheroproject.org to learn more about everything good they're doing in our town and beyond. And we'll see you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Tyler.